With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The charges against the man who authorities say shot two National Guard members have been upgraded to first-degree murder after one of the soldiers died. Janine Pirro, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, announcing the new charge yesterday. Specialist Sarah Bergstrom and Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf were critically injured Wednesday in the shooting in the nation's capital. President Trump announcing Thursday evening that Bergstrom had died. Authorities say Ramanullah Lakhanwal drove across the country to carry out an ambush-style attack. The U.S. announced on Friday a halt to all asylum decisions. Winter storm warnings have been posted across the northern part of the country.
Thanksgiving holiday weekend travelers from Montana to New York are facing snow, rain, and cold weather. More snow is falling over the Great Lakes region, with totals of at least a foot in parts of Michigan and in areas off of Lakes Erie and Ontario. The National Weather Service says the forecast conditions do not meet blizzard warning criteria. Meanwhile, the South could see heavy storms with some flash flooding this weekend in the western Gulf Coast. Greg Clugston reporting.
Vladimir Zelensky's chief of staff resigns amid widening Ukraine corruption investigations.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky announced Friday a reset of his presidential office and the resignation of Andriy Yermak, his powerful chief of staff and longtime confidant. Yermak was Ukraine's lead negotiator in talks with the U.S. A spokesman for Yermak says they weren't told what it was related to, but the agencies have been investigating a major energy sector corruption scandal that has involved top Ukrainian officials. Zelensky says that as they prepare to talk peace, they need internal strength and no distractions. I'm Jennifer King.
Hong Kong firefighters have found dozens more bodies in a high-rise complex after a massive fire, the death toll at 128. This is SRN News. 'Tis the season for living nativities.
With the Christmas season now in full swing, churches all across the nation are preparing their living nativity displays. First Baptist Church of Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin will present theirs on December 6th and 7th. In Kentucky, a mobile living nativity will visit locations in Owen, Gallatin, and Grant counties beginning December 5th. And in Indiana, the Southern Wells Community Church will present their interactive nativity on December 7th. Michael Harrington reporting.
A water company in New Jersey has teamed up with a number of churches and food banks to distribute goods to poor people across the state. New Jersey American Water has donated $25,000 to 10 food banks and held food drives at each of its operating centers, which garnered over 1,000 pounds of food and donations from employees and company partners. Amongst the congregations that have been working with the water company are St. John's Pentecostal Church in Salem County and the United Methodist Church Food Bank of Warren County. This is SRN News. There's a novel way to make housing more affordable.
As rising rents and housing prices have squeezed households nationwide, cities are trying to be more creative in combating the problem beyond just building more housing. One city, Santa Fe, is the first city in the U.S. to directly link wages to housing affordability, aiming to counter high rents by tying minimum wage increases to consumer prices as well as fair market rental rates, subject to a 5% cap in case costs skyrocket. Santa Fe's minimum wage will increase to $17.50 starting in 2027. About 9,000 workers will see a bump in wages once the ordinance kicks in. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A new federal law will dramatically tighten rules on hemp-derived THC products. That means most products linked to a now $24 billion a year industry will disappear from shelves unless reformulated. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.